Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
And you know, us Detroiters are really spoiled when it comes to the Red Wings because they were so great for so long and won so many titles and everything, and now they're the worst. Oh, well.
My oldest son had grown up his entire life, never saw the Red Wings not make the playoffs. That's how crazy that was.
Nice. And now they still call it Hockey Town, but it's in a pizza palace. In the Little Caesars Arena. Give me a break. You know, they're tearing down Joe Louis Arena. They could have at least moved the name.
That would have been nice.
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
Yeah. But, of course, Pistons are playing there, too. And
yeah.
Still, Joe Louis.
There's more money if you call it Little Caesars, probably.
Oh, yeah.
How long have we been live, Mike?
We haven't been live in 3 months. We just come in and do this, and they think we're live, so they still pay us. Oh, God. Anyway, enough hockey talk here. It's Theater Thursday with Harry Duke. Actor David Yen is with us from the Spreckles Theater Company production of Urinetown. I mentioned it opens tomorrow night. No, it opens a week from tomorrow, Valentine's Day. So go take your spouse or whatever to Urinetown the musical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What can I say? Just... Harry.
It's exactly what it sounds like, folks.
Do we have any songs? See if you can find a song.
There should be some out there.
Yep.
Give me the background.
Let's cut right to the chase, David. Tell us what Urinetown, the musical, is about.
Yeah, it is actually exactly what it sounds like. It's not you are in town, it's urine. So the basic premise of the play is that it's... a dystopic future where there's very little water left in the world, and what water there is controlled by an evil corporation that has the politicians firmly in hand. So I can feel all of you on your drive nodding and going, oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
And they have passed laws that basically say you have to pay to pee. And if you go sneak off behind a tree somewhere, they'll arrest you and cart you off to this dismal place called Urinetown, from which no one has returned.
Oh, so Urinetown is actually a place.
Yeah, and it's basically, you know, your generic revolution story. The poor, as you can imagine, get fed up with it and rise up, and there's a love story in there, and you know.
So not exactly a Disney family musical.
Yeah, not there aren't bluebirds tweeting on trees and things like that, but it is pretty. I think it's one of the best books written of a musical in recent years. All the character arcs are really fun, and the story is pretty good, and I like the music a lot. It's a good show. It's a lot of fun.
But something decidedly different than one has come to expect from the Spreckles Theater Company, would you agree?
Well, in a way, yes. In a way, no. I would say just from the sort of style and the subject matter of the show, sure, it's a departure from the more traditional musicals. That it's certainly not Cinderella, but you know, they just did a really amazing show there called Eureka Day, which was all about the vaccination controversy. And so mm-hmm. I think that there are some really nice societal cultural issues that are being dealt with there. It's kind of an interesting trend that they're taking.
Are there F and S bombs, or is it just singing about urine?
You know, I don't think that there is actually any adult language in it. It's just an odd subject.
And it's dark.
It is dark.
It's fair to say it's a dark show.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't find any? You did?
Yeah. Is this the song? There's one song that contains the title subject matter in it. Did you find that one? That's the one I'm talking about.
There you go.
All right, yeah. And just keep your hand on the button just in case.
Yeah.
Difference. Times are hard, our cash is tight, you've got the right. I've heard it all before. Just this once is once too much, because once they've once, don't want to once more. I run the only toilet in this part of town, you see. So if you gotta go, you got to go through me. It's a privilege to be. Water's worth its weight in gold these days. No more bathrooms like in olden days. You come here and pay a fee for the privilege to pee. 20 years we've had the drought, and our reservoirs have all dried up. I take my baths now in a coffee cup. I boil what's left of it for tea, and it's a privilege to pee. The politicians in their wisdom saw that there should be a law. The politicians taxed the toilets and made illegal public urination and defecation.
All right. It's Urinetown.
You can dance to that.
Yeah.
Urinetown, the musical. And they literally are, every song, I guess, is singing about
love, revolution,
peeing.
And urine a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Folks,
who do you play?
Well, I'm in a very blessed situation. I get to play opposite my amazing wife. I play a character.
And that would be?
She is Denise Aaliyah Yen.
I've heard of her.
She's playing a character named Little Sally, and I'm playing a character named Officer Lockstock. He's the head of the law. And one of the really fun things about the show is that they poke a lot of fun at Broadway, and they poke a lot of fun at themselves even. And our two characters are the characters that get to do that and break the fourth wall and talk to the audience. So
cool.
Early on in the show, she has a line like, hey, Officer Lockstock, is this where you tell people about the severe water shortage? And I say, no, Little Sally. Nothing kills a show like too much exposition. And she says, what about a bad title? That'd kill a show pretty quick. So there's a lot of that as well. So there's comedy in the darkness. It's pretty
good.
Wow.
How long has it been around?
20 years. About 2001 is when I think it premiered off-Broadway. And then it went on Broadway, got 10 Tony Award nominations, won 3. I remember it distinctly when it came out because of its somewhat unique title and subject matter. And it starred one of my favorite Broadway actors, an actor by the name of John Cullum. Who did Northern Exposure on TV in 1776 on Broadway. And so it has not played locally, to my knowledge, in the North Bay at all since its premiere. So this will be its North Bay premiere. And it, again, it opens on February 14th, and it runs through the 1st of March at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Rohnert Park.
Right.
If you would like a pair of tickets, we have a pair of tickets to give away to the first caller who has not won tickets on Theater Thursday in the last 30 days. Give us a call, 707-636-1350. Give us your name, your email address, and your phone number, and someone from the Spreckles box office will get in touch with you. What can we expect to see on stage in a show called Urinetown?
Yeah, what are the sets like?
The set is pretty cool. It's a big old blocky thing that doubles as public amenity number 9 and the Urine Good Company corporate headquarters and the back streets of, you know, the dirty, filthy part of town. The costumes are great. It's in the main stage, so there's lots of room.
Big theater. Big stage.
Yep.
Big urinals?
Just one.
Incredibly one large urinal. Okay.
What are in this future place at Urinetown, what do they charge people to pee?
You know,
that's never
actually mentioned, but you do see Little Sally counting coins a lot and people begging for money just so they can pee. And sort of the catalyst that sets the story in motion is that someone just decides they're going to do it without paying. So that's kind of...
Rebels.
The rebels started with that.
Mark Howellman and Greg Kotis, the two knuckleheads who came up with this... play idea.
Play is directed by Jay Manley. He's been running the Mountain Play for the last several years. He's done a lot of work in the South Bay. He's very creative, very very funny. He's worked some really great bits out for us. He has some of us interacting with the audience a lot, so it's been a pleasure working with him. And of course it's great to be back at Spreckles with their staff too.
And musically?
Musically, we've got Lucas Sherman behind the helm for the music direction. Also an incredible director, and Mikey Snyder is their choreographer. We've got, I want to say about 20-ish.
Wow.
And the orchestra?
It's good ensemble. I think seven pieces is what I heard.
And where is the orchestra for this show?
Orchestra's going to be on stage again. Okay. So that'll be interesting.
I would think this would have been a great opportunity to have them in the bathroom, because you sound great. Yes. In the bathroom.
Or just change the pit into a giant urinal.
There you go.
Natural
we've actually
reverb.
Got a bit of a little thrust built out in front of the stage to bring the action closer to the audience. So the orchestra is on in the wings, stage left.
Okay, I think we have our winner, correct?
Yep, we got our bolt here.
Sprecklesonline.com for information on Urinetown, the musical, opening next Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, and playing through March the 1st. Thank you, David Yen.
Thank you very much.
David Yen, longtime Drive Hall of Famer. Thanks, buddy. Good to see you,
as always. Great to see you guys.
When we come back, talking Mitt Romney, Donald Trump, and stuff like that with political scientist Jack Pitney.